In speaking to reporters shortly after a closed-door meeting with President Kiir, Dafaala said the government in Khartoum is concerned about the protection and safety of civilians.
I would like to assure everybody that we are concerned with the situation of our civilians. We are concerned with their protection, with their safety. That is why the army didn't adopt severe measures to put an end to that conflict. Had we want to do that, the army has the ability to do it in a very short time. But the safety and protection of our civilians is a priority.
Delegations of Sudan Armed Forces and Rapid Support Forces began talks in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia on Friday to try to reach a ceasefire. Dafaala says the Jeddah talks will only concentrate on the humanitarian aspect of the conflict. He says the conflict in Sudan will only be resolved when the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces accept to lay down their weapons.
I will quote again what has been voiced by President Burhan when he said, if this rebellion put down arms, we will pardon them. We will pardon them, not only pardon them, we will be ready to reintegrate whoever is interested to be part and parcel of the Sudanese army. I don't think, you know, a legal president would start talks regarding the final settlement with the leader of a rebellion.
The Intergovernmental Authority on Development appointed President Kiir to lead regional efforts to help the warring parties to peacefully resolve their conflict. Deng Dao Ding, South Sudan's acting foreign affairs minister, says President Salva Kiir reiterated his position to Al Burhan's special envoy during the meeting.
Our interest is the stability and peace in Sudan. And peace in Sudan is peace in South Sudan. His Excellency the President have conveyed this message to the special envoy, and he also asked him that he will continue to talk to President Burhan on the situation. The President shared with the special envoy our situation in 2013, the situation that happened here, the situation that happened in 2016, and how him, as the President of South Sudan, was able to reach out and was able to bring about peace that we are enjoying today. You compare this particular situation with what is happening in Sudan.
Deng says President Kiir has also warned some unnamed external actors against interfering in Sudan's conflict. The acting foreign minister says South Sudan has also extended an invitation for General Mohamed Abdan Daglo to send an envoy to Juba for more talks with President Salva Kiir. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.